Hi, Marty. How are you?
How are you, man? How's things?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Yeah, really good at the minute, yeah.
I was just on hold with some spa-like music playing. I was like, oh, bad form. They could have piped through the new album while we were waiting.
Oh, that would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would have been missed opportunity there.
Nice missed opportunity. Right, right, right.
Oh, someone's going to get the sack for that, man.
Good. Honestly. Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear it. Do you know what? I had a listen to the album last night, in fairness, and I really like it, man. Really like it.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. Cheers. That's very nice.
How do you feel about it? Album number 8.
Yeah, really, really pleased with it. We sort of, I don't know, we tried to do things a bit differently in lots of different ways, really. But yeah, I'm just really, really, really chuffed with it. We're all really buzzing for everyone to hear it.
Do you know what? I was listening to it, and you feature hugely on it because there's a lot of keyboards, there's a lot of piano, there's a lot of lo-fi kind of sounding keyboards on it. And because you were in Germany to make it, I was going off my head. Now, maybe you'll tell me the answer to this because I cannot think of it. There was a German keyboard duo back in the day, like it was like Kaldorf and Meister or something like that. And when does that mean anything to you? No.
No, it doesn't, I'm afraid.
No, because I was Googling like mad going, oh, goodness, the keyboard sound is giving me that sort of 80s, 90s vibe because it's lo-fi, but yet it's huge at the same time. You know, you've done a really good job.
All right. Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, it sounds like a good direction, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I've not really sort of delved into those sort of synth sounds before, a lot of them anyway, even though, you know, I could have played the odd synth here and there, but I've never really sort of got a little bit stuck into just the sort of fine detail of those sort of sounds. So I bought a couple of analog synths and played around with a couple of, you know, bits and bobs at the studio in Hamburg other things as well. But yeah, that's definitely sort of featuring, isn't it?
Yeah, hugely so, hugely so.
Yeah.
You mentioned Hamburg. Why Hamburg? What brought you that direction?
What we normally do when we write, when we've got the main thing we do is in the past is sort of got out of the city, away from people. You know, we've gone up to Mull in Scotland a few times now. We went to Gardgunnock, sort of Stirling Way as well. And it's just, we've always sort of gone to, you know, a house in the middle of nowhere just to try and focus on just doing what we do, you know, for like, you know, a solid week or a couple of weeks or something. So we thought we'd try and pick somewhere in a country we haven't been and in a city, really, which is what was the main plan.
Was there any plan, though, to kind of chase down what, I suppose, Lou Reed did or Bowie did back in the day? We're just like, well, let's go. Or even Queen, for that matter. They spent an awful lot of time in Germany back in the day just to try and influence a different sound.
It definitely has a history for that, doesn't it? So it's always a positive to doing stuff like that, because, you know, it's sort of, you know, people have gone out there and it has that vibe. But, I mean, it wasn't necessarily a sound thing. It was just, it's literally, let's try and go somewhere a bit busier and that isn't just in the countryside and, you know, just for a different feel and, you know, and just literally seeing things, you know, that rather than one sheep out the window when you wake up in the morning, it might be, you know, something different to do. But it actually turned out that Cloud Hill, it's called Cloud Hill, isn't it? Yeah, I think. Something got out of my mind, yeah. The studio was not actually in the city in the end, after all. It's on like an industrial estate about sort of 5 miles out.
Right.
So it's like we arrived. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, it's a brilliant studio, but it wasn't in the city that
yes,
we thought.
Yes,
so
yes.
We actually didn't go into Hamburg once.
Right.
So but you know, it was a different vibe.
Yeah,
industrial estate vibes going on.
Right.
It was different anyway, and yeah, well, and we got so much out of it.
Was there an IKEA nearby?
A what, sorry?
An IKEA.
I don't know, probably.
just to come back to one of the tracks that really caught my ear yesterday, which was Empires, and I played it on the radio here. And there's a line in there that says, empires crumble all the time. Is that a little nod or a pop at all things Brexit at the minute, or...?
It very much is, yeah. And well, that's very specifically Brexit, yeah. And the whole song is about a lot of things falling around our ears, as you know. Yeah. Everything, it's pretty grim at the minute, what's happening all over the world.
The
really,
world, yeah, yeah.
But that particularly is, yeah, very very much Brexit. It just feels like we're you know, the hope that people had didn't think this sort of thing could happen is actually happening.
Yeah, you're right. The world is upside down at the moment, isn't it?
It's crazy. You just don't, you know, it's I think it became, when the Brexit sort of kicked things off, and then everything in America, obviously.
Yeah.
Trump and that, it just, yeah, you just don't know what's going to, you can't, there's no, I don't know, the hope that we had seems to have gone, which is a really scary thing, really, isn't it?
Does that make things much more interesting, or, obviously, yes, it's scary for the whole world, but as a songwriter and as a band and as people who want to commentate on issues, it has to make stuff easy, not easy, but interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, Guy writes all the lyrics, but it's something that in the past we may have... I mean, we've written some political songs in the past. I mean, like Leaders of Free World is a very obvious one from that album. But this time, I mean, sometimes we're a little bit careful maybe about, you know, are we going to go to Bono with this and things like that? But
now, is that something that you're careful not to... Oh, no, look, we've reached the Bono line. We're not going over that.
Yeah, well, it pretty much is actually. Yeah, if I'm honest,
right.
But this time because we didn't want it. It was a bit of a no holds sort of album, really, and in lots of ways we didn't want to dilute anything along any of the sort of process. So production, if you know, it's like the thing is about having sort of four members who write. You can often round the corners off sort of ideas that were maybe a little spikier in the initial sort of, whoever came up with it in the first place.
Mm.
So we were very much careful about not softening the edges of this one and letting people who are enthusiastic and trying to stick to the original thought. And that was the case with the lyrics as well, really. So it's like, you know, listen, Guy, just say exactly what you want. There's absolutely no, you know. And I think it's because we all feel the same, you know.
Yeah.
This stuff needs to be said, and everyone, there's no doubt in our minds that everyone in the country would feel exactly the same. And there's a couple of tracks, there's another song on the album called White Heat, which is very specifically about that as well. So that's where we're at, really.
When it comes to writing lyrics, and something that always comes to mind when I think about Elbow, and in particular when I think about Guy, to be honest with you, it's that lyric in Magnificent, because like Guy, in fact, I think we came to Parenthood around the same time, right? And
right.
Now, I know Magnificent was written before his little person came into the world, but there's a lyric, the world doesn't even know how much it needs this little girl. Where does a line like that come from?
Pretty special, isn't
it? Oh, my goodness. Even I want to bawl even thinking about it, you know, because I have a tiny girl, and, you know, I look at her and I think of that, you know?
Well, that guy thought he was having a girl when he wrote that as well. He turned out he was having a boy.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, he wrote it. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, to be honest, it affects me in the same way it does you. You know, I don't know where it comes from. I can't write lyrics like that. You know what I mean? And that's a real special one, isn't it?
When you hear him bring something like that to the table, do you all kind of go, fucking hell, man?
Yeah, totally.
Excellent.
Of course we do, and it's a buzz, you know. I mean, and it's the same with anything. We buzz off each other, and the one thing that we always look forward to the most, whether it's music or, you know, Guy coming in with a set of lyrics, is it's always the one thing you want to do is play it to everyone else in the band.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you want to do.
And
it's always been like that. And I think if it stopped being like that, then we would have problems. But we all buzz off each other's response to things, definitely.
So this is the Hamburg album. When are we going to get the Irish album? Because obviously there's huge tax breaks when you come to Ireland. And it probably is when you go to Hamburg as well. But so many great bands have come to Ireland. And you guys love playing here too. You've been here many's a time.
Oh.
You know, you like here,
absolutely.
Don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But it's just, we always look forward to coming. Where can we write the next album then? Got any ideas?
Oh, look,
specifically.
Well, if you want a city vibe, there's nowhere better. Obviously, Dublin is great, but Galway or go out west, go to Connemara. There's some beautiful. Oh my goodness! Listen, I can have a list for you, and I'll tweet you. No bother. Yeah. All right.
Oh no, that sounds great. I think everyone would be absolutely up for that. It's not something I'd thought about actually, but yeah.
Do it.
Let's do it. Tweet to some locations. And we'll try and make it work.
Right. Okay. Right. The greatest band out of Manchester. Just before I let you go.
The greatest band out of Manchester. My initial thoughts went to Doves, but I've got to say it's Stone Roses.
Do you?
Yeah.
So initially you went Doves, though?
Yeah, I mean, I love Doves so much, but there's sort of, I don't know, I feel like the Roses have put a little more out and influenced a hell of a lot of people. So, yeah, who would you say?
Yeah, you see, I would agree with you, but see, I really like you guys at the risk of sounding kind of... Do you consider yourselves a Manchester band, or... Because I know you're kind of greater Manchester, but do you say, we're a Manchester band?
You know, if I'm honest, I don't think we did, because we felt like we were north, sort of, you know, it's North Manchester Bury, and we used to play around there more than we did in Manchester, and Manchester felt like going into the big city. So we never felt like we were based in Manchester. But then I suppose that's me. I think Guy probably did more because he did live in Manchester a lot earlier, sooner. Mm. He used to hang out in the cafe. So it probably depends who you ask. But we're definitely a Manchester band now because everyone sort of says we are.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I saw recently, in fact, it was yesterday. I mean, because you guys are from Bury.
Bury, yeah.
Yeah, the football club's in trouble there. Did you see that?
I did. I've seen like stuff on the news, and there was apparently there was some people that were talking in the Bury Market about. Everyone's really, really upset about it, aren't they?
And yeah, they are. Yeah,
out of the league.
There's people chaining themselves to the stadium walls.
Isn't there? No, really.
Yeah,
I heard there was people crying over buying their sausages and pies in the market.
Oh goodness!
This morning. That's on the news.
There's a song in that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, there is.
That's
a song.
Yeah. Maybe it's my first lyrical outing.
Yeah, there you go. Working the sausages and the football stadium. Finally, just before
I needed a theme.
Yeah, I know. track 4 on the new album, The Delayed. There's a really flat room EQ on the vocal, right? It's lovely. But again, I wanted to just mention this to you because... To me, this just showed that you were in Hamburg. It was the spray painted swastikas and cocks.
Yeah. Now that actually isn't that wasn't written on that isn't about Hamburg.
Is it not?
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's I was on a train and someone threw themselves under the train. And
oh my goodness!
That is experience right there and then. So you know, it ends up with it's talking about why, you know, why here when there was a river down the road, and why amongst, you know, these policemen was, you know, kids in rubber gloves, you know, with playing policemen. It's just what you saw out the window, which is a young policeman. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
And then it's, you know, it ends with them. You know, you're just a man who, you know, what is it? broke his heart up beneath our shoes. It's just, and then he doesn't see him in the news. It's just a very little thing about him. He wrote it right there on the train, and then, you know, it's not a Hamburg thing.
Right,
it's one of my favourite lyrics he's ever done, actually.
Yeah,
I think it is one of his strongest, definitely.
Listen, the album is called Giants of All Sizes. It's new from Elbow, and Craig, it's been really nice chatting to you. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks a lot, Marty. Thanks for having me.